Hello, and welcome to A Brand New Day with BTS, a podcast dedicated to bringing you a day-by-day history and song discussion of the South Korean music group internationally known as BTS. In this week's episode, Suga opens a treatment center for autistic youth. June 30th in BTS history sees J-Hope's music show debut a whole year before BTS's debut, and also the creation of the masterpiece that is Good Boy Jimin. And we talk about Jin's beautiful song background as he sets out on his world tour. First, BTS activity last week, Saturday, June 21st to Friday, June 27th. Yoongi is home! He posted on Weverse over the weekend with a simple hello and that he missed us. He had decided to use the opportunity of his mandatory alternative service to take a step back and focus on himself for the past 2 years, rather than only running forward in his career. But he's been looking forward to returning, and he promises to check in from time to time. He also once again expressed regret about what happened last summer, but I won't talk about that because I will fly into a rage at an entire country and cause an international incident, and no one wants that. But that's not the only Yoongi news we got. On Monday, it was revealed that since last year, Yoongi has been working close with doctors, child psychologists, and therapists to develop a program to help autistic youth called the MIND Program. Not only that, but as a result of their work together, Yoongi has pledged to donate 5 billion won, which is somewhere between $3.6 or $3.8 million USD, to create a Min Yoongi Treatment Center at Severance Hospital, which will focus on long-term support for autistic youth and their families, and focus on achieving social independence for those on the spectrum who have difficulty with language and social communication. The MIND program will take a music therapy approach, teaching language and social skills through listening to, learning about, and performing music. Yoongi himself has been serving as a music teacher for the youth on weekends since March. This all stemmed from an initial meeting that Yoongi set up with Professor Chun, who is the leading expert on autism spectrum disorder in Korea. What I love about the press that she's done so far is how clearly she makes it known that Yoongi's interests stem from his desire to do something about youth anxiety and depression, which leads to suicide still being the leading cause of death among youth in South Korea, and also his desire to spread awareness of autism and reduce prejudice. It might not be directly clear to the average person how those two issues are connected, but anxiety and depression are more common among the autistic community, not due to autism spectrum disorder itself, but due to how cruel and hostile the world can be towards those who are different. Anxiety and depression are caused by the social situation that autistic folks find themselves in, where no one understands them and they're blamed for their differences, as if they could easily change their neurological pathways through willpower and have simply failed to do so. By establishing a treatment center and using his platform as a famous person to use the news to his advantage, Yoongi can both help autistic youth learn strategies to survive and thrive in a world that's hostile to them without burning out, and he can spread awareness among the neurotypical population so that when the youth do apply for jobs and have co-workers in their future, there is more understanding of their unique needs or behaviors and less need for the autistic person to constantly mask or work 10 times as hard as they should need to and burn out and get horribly anxious and depressed. K-ARMY have already also donated 300 million won as I record this, and as of Friday, the hospital has set up an international donation link as well, so I'm sure there will be further news about ARMY donations in the coming days. You can also donate to your local autism charities. Apparently, autism charities in Japan have already noticed an increase in donations, which is fantastic. If you are donating locally, make sure you are donating to an organization that is approved of by the autistic community. There are some charities out there who actively support a harmful approach to autism treatment or therapy that actually leads to more anxiety and depression, so you'll want to be careful. The center Yoongi is establishing seems to be very much based on proven clinical therapy trials and more up-to-date practices and understandings, so that's really good to see. All right, now back to BTS's music and celebrity careers rather than their philanthropic activities. Once again, a reminder, I only post the member activity that has come directly from them or the company. No stalkers, leaks, or rumors. So if the boys haven't told us where they are or what they've been doing, then I don't know where they are or what they've been doing. J-Hope had his last two appearances on music shows since I last recorded, with Music Core and Inkigayo performances airing. He also had his second appearance on The Manager, or Omniscient Interfering View, on episode 352 of that show. This time we got to see behind the scenes of Hobie and his dancers practicing and then filming the Killing It Girl music video in Thailand. Hobie also went out for a night on the town with his manager, Hairdresser Park, and Mr. Lee, the bodyguard. J-Hope also wrote a lovely letter on Weverse about his feelings as he wrapped up the Killing It Girl promotions and his world tour. J-Hope has shared a bunch of dance challenges on Instagram and TikTok as he went through the music show circuit. After he was finished with the music shows, Hobie flew to France to attend the Louis Vuitton show at Paris Fashion Week. His Instagram content switched topics appropriately. Hobie is definitely the member who runs his Instagram like a PR machine. So unlike the others, I'm not going to report on each post because it'd be just half an hour of me talking only about Hobie's Instagram. So if anything, if you want to know what Hobie's doing at all, just go look at his Instagram and he'll have told you. Hobie is back in Korea now. He won first place on M Countdown and posted his own recording of an encore performance to celebrate and say thank you to ARMY and posted the video to Weverse. Big Hit also posted a J-Hope Killing It Girl dance practice behind to YouTube on Thursday, so you can see all of the preparation that J-Hope did to deliver those stunning performances. RM has been updating his Instagram occasionally with photos from his trip to Europe. He's been posting photos of art and nature and smiling brightly, so it's very heartwarming to see after knowing how miserable he had been while enlisted. He posted a bunch of photos of celebrating with friends now that he's discharged. So that's what he's up to, as well as secret things I'm sure I don't know about. Jimin posted a Killing It Girl dance challenge filmed by Jungkook, who you can hear giggling while Jimin dances because Jimin just posted the sound as it was in the room rather than replacing the sound with the studio track over the video. It's ridiculously cute. At the same time, seeing Jimin dance again is a real treat, as is hearing Jungkook giggle about it. Jin is hard at work preparing for his concerts that will be held between me recording this and it being posted on Monday, but he did have time to launch a pajama line in collaboration with Japanese brand Gelato Peak. They are super cute pajamas and I want them, but they are also expensive. But the main Jin news will definitely be the concerts this weekend. I'm really looking forward to them. I can't afford to go to Jin's tour, so I'll be watching the concerts on streaming this weekend. If you can afford a tour ticket, though, I hear there are still a few tickets left for Dallas, Tampa, and London. The London tickets are split between Ticketmaster and AXS or Axis, and not many people seem to know about the AXS tickets, so they still have some available, even though Ticketmaster says sold out. Jin posted on Weverse Friday after he finished rehearsal with a photo of himself in the coffee truck sent by the Run Jin staff. Jin told ARMY, who had listened to the concert from afar, not to give any spoilers. I'm so excited to be surprised by what he has planned, so I hope everyone listens to him. And that's it for last week's activity. This day in BTS history, June 30th. June 30th, 2012. A year before BTS's debut, J-Hope makes his music show debut on Music Core as a feature on Jokwon's song Animal. As I understand it, and please correct me if I'm mistaken, Jokwon was signed to JYP in the group 2AM. However, Big Hit temporarily took over their management in a deal with JYP when Bang PD was trying to get his own company established. Jokwon has a great story about meeting Bang PD, about the direction he wanted to take his solo music, and a few days later, Bang PD gifted him the high heels that he wore for his debut performances as a solo artist. You can see these heels, and also an 18-year-old J-Hope's fantastic outfit, in the performances of Animal. Jokwon also recently reposted a dance practice with J-Hope in celebration of the 13th anniversary of the song. Animal was J-Hope's first feature and first music show appearance. He promoted with Jokwon for about 2 weeks, so I'll be mentioning it next week too. However, it wasn't only J-Hope on the stage. Jo Kwon also used J-Hope and Jungkook as background dancers on the second song that he was promoting, which is called I'm the One, which was actually the main song he was promoting. Animal was the second one. So Jungkook and J-Hope also appeared as dancers on music shows, even when Jo Kwon was only performing I'm the One and not Animal. June 30th, 2013. BTS have a fan sign in Changwon and an Inkigayo concert. Suga tweets a selfie and RM is active on Twitter. Then later, Jimin tweets a photo from their appearance on Arirang and complains that everyone has fallen asleep except for Suga and himself. Either on June 30th or July 1st, I'm not sure which, BTS also film the Bangtan Bombs, the Happening in Changwon 1, Watermelon, and the Happening in Changwon 2, Ice Cream Match. June 30th, 2014. BTS are in Los Angeles. It's their first full day of filming American Hustle Life, i.e. it's the morning after the kidnapping as the show gets underway. RM tweets a selfie. Jungkook tweets a selfie and talks about food and also tweets a photo of Jimin sleeping. American Hustle Life was a show produced by MTV, and it very much has that 2014 MTV vibe to it. For those who might not know, American Hustle Life had the premise of sending BTS to a hip-hop boot camp in LA, where they stayed in a not-so-great neighborhood in Los Angeles and had to complete missions and pass hip-hop tests, etc. It is a very rough going at the beginning of the series, especially. It's sometimes a really hard watch for ARMY, full of the boys getting near traumatized, sometimes disrespected, and there being a lot of cringe, especially in the first couple episodes. I'll probably talk about it a little bit more next week, about the other factors that made it difficult to film. But for those who have avoided it because of those warnings of cringe, I will say that it does get better around episode 3 and onwards, and it really was a pivotal period of their career. So it's an interesting watch. June 30th, 2015. Suga tweets a photo of his production software. BTS are on SBS MTV The Show. He tweets pictures of Jimin and then a screen cap of his camera roll that seems to indicate that Jimin pranked him by using V's phone to take 600 photos of himself. Jimin tweets that V better be careful when he gets home. Meanwhile, RM is using Twitter to chat with Supreme Roy. He also recommends Cold Sweat by Tinashe. J-Hope tweets a selfie with Jungkook, where Jungkook seems to be pretending to be a snake that is threatening to lick J-Hope's ear. Jimin tweets selfies and thanks ARMY for making Dope number 2 on the charts. RM tweets a picture of himself from their recent trip to Japan, and V tweets selfies of just his mouth, which might actually be Jimin's revenge, there's no way to know. On YouTube, we get an episode of Eat Jin filmed at some hotel somewhere. June 30th, 2016. V tweets that he misses the members. I'm not sure why he's missing them, they just got back from KCON in New York recently and are about to travel to China together. But this was also around the time that V was filming the drama Harang, The Flowery Nights. So it could very well be that he's been busy filming the past couple days and therefore hasn't been able to spend time with the members every day like usual. Jungkook tweets a selfie and RM tweets a video of a frog that he caught. On TV, BTS appear in M Countdown's broadcast from KCON 2016 in New York. June 30th, 2017. BTS are in Sapporo, Japan, promoting the Japanese release of Blood, Sweat, and Tears, as well as performing the Wings tour. They have a handshake event today with the concert planned for the next day. You might remember the Sapporo area as being Jimin and Jungkook's final destination for their Are You Sure travel series filmed just before they enlisted. The city and Japan in general hold very special happy memories for them. June 30th, 2018. BTS have recently returned to Korea from Saipan, where they had been filming the summer package. This could be around the time that they were filming the Love Myself Global campaign video, which you can watch on YouTube and also see the making of in episode BTS Love Myself Global campaign video shooting sketch. I place it roughly around here or shortly after because Jimin has scabs on the back of his hand where he had to rub henna off quickly, and while the exact location on his hand doesn't match up perfectly with where he got henna done in Saipan, it could be that he got more done before leaving, as he did later the same summer when they traveled to Malta. So that sort of helps me date the Love Myself campaign videos. The activity we see on this day, however, is RM posting a video he took at a distance of JK filming Jimin for what will eventually become his GCF in Saipan film. JK tweets the video clip he took, set to music in his video editing software, and laughs at it. B tweets a video of himself recording DNA in Japanese while Yantan watches him. B then tweets a bunch of old videos and photos of Yantan, and they're all super cute. June 30th, 2019. I have no idea what they were up to on this day, but V tweets an old photo of his father. June 30th, 2020. RM tweets a photo of himself outdoors and looking at art. So basically Namjooning. But this day is one that gave this fandom a very special gift, because Run BTS episode 106 airs. And that's the episode called Photo Exhibition Part 3. Which means this is the episode that gifted us the Good Boy Jimin photo. BTS enjoyed it so much that Yoongi set it as his phone's wallpaper, and the production staff actually had it printed huge and framed in gold and presented it to Yoongi as a prize. And Yoongi chose to hang it in the break room at the company, which means that Good Boy Jimin also showed up in TXT content when they filmed in there. Once they moved to the new building, the whereabouts of this print became unknown, but Good Boy Jimin lives on as a fandom meme to this day, and it brings joy to all. June 30th, 2021. Jimin tweets a selfie late at night to thank and congratulate ARMY for making Butter number one on the Billboard Hot 100 for the fifth week in a row. RM tweet recommends Rain Song by Epic High, and Jin is active chatting on Weverse. They're actively promoting Butter at this time still, so it was around this time where they were filming things like the Zach Sang show, the Butter album unboxing, and Butter motion clips. June 30th, 2022. We're in chapter 2 now. J-Hope shares the official teaser audio for his upcoming Jack in the Box release. JK, who is still active on Instagram at this point, comments on Hobie's post excited. Suga posts selfies on Weverse and cautions ARMY to be careful in the rain that day. June 30th, 2023. It's announced that Jungkook will release a single called 7 in 2 weeks. JK goes live on Weverse to discuss the news. He's worried people will be disappointed it's a single and not in a whole album, but he's still working on a possible album. JK feels that 7 is the direction and color that he wants to pursue right now with his music. JK also thinks he maybe rested a little too long when Chapter 2 started, but it felt so good to rest. And fair play to him. He's basically been working since he was 13 years old. He deserves a vacation. Other highlights of this live include the fact that he's gotten a second lip piercing. He likes piercings because they help him put an edge to an otherwise soft and round face. English is hard because of the completely different word order. JK thinks Suga is really cute and wonders if it's because he knows him personally, but he can't help but find him really awesome and also really cute. JK also decides to do a full workout in the live, emphasizing the 7 every time he counts his reps. Meanwhile, V is traveling to Paris. He posts a photo of his chest and an airplane emoji, and RM posts his own workout of the day list of activities. June 30th, 2024. Jin is the only member discharged from the military at this point. He's active on Weverse, commenting on a post that's looking forward to J-Hope's return, with encouragement and also the information that since Jin got back, he's only taken a single day off. Other comments he leaves lets us know that he's busy recording, filming variety shows, and working through the plans that he made while he was in the military, which is to show his face as much as possible, though he reconfirms that he has no desire to act. And that brings us to this year, with Jin still working hard, this time by performing 2 sold-out shows over the weekend. Song Discussion. Background by Jin. Background was released on May 16th, 2025, on Jin's second mini-album, Echo. I think this is the only song off the album that Jin hasn't performed yet. I'm 99% certain that that's going to change before Monday. So I'm just going to take a very smart gamble here and say the only performances of Background so far have been at Jin's concert in Goyang over this past weekend. I haven't watched them yet, as of this recording, but I bet they're fantastic. So let's just jump directly into lyrics and production. The song was written by 14 people, none of whom are Jin or P-Dog or most of the usual names that we see. If you want to read the complete list, go to genius.com. I'm taking the lazy way out and not pronouncing 14 names in multiple languages and then correcting them one by one in the transcript later. Now, usually, I favor songs that are produced or written by only a few people, including the member singing the song. But hey, exceptions can be made for when a giant team actually pulls off something beautiful instead of something engineered for radio success. I'm very thankful that Jin chose this track for the album. Jin's voice is so beautiful on ballads, and I know he prefers to sing faster-paced happy songs in general. It's just so lovely to have at least one ballad on an album. I also don't know the process of creating this song, how the subject matter in it came about, but I'd like to believe that the production team at Big Hit followed their standard practice of having a discussion with Jin about what sentiments he wanted to sing about. And certainly Jin wouldn't have chosen a song if he couldn't somewhat relate to the lyrics enough to bring them emotionally to life as he has. Colin, a translator who is also a writer and professor in Korea, believes this song could be about Jin's longing for the stage and recognizing Army's longing for him to be on stage as well. You can read Colin's thoughts on his webpage and on this song in particular at koreamos.com/background. I can definitely see Colin's interpretation. Any lyrics I quote as we go forward are a mix of either Colin or Bangtan Sub's translations or me using Papago when the two translations carry slightly different meanings and I'm trying to sort out which one might be more accurate or just more accurate to how I hear the song. The lyrics begin, "I'm still stuck here, in that time when I was your whole world. I keep repeating to myself, what would I say if I could go back in time? Even if I call out to you, it only echoes back to me, wounding me. Waiting, too, is a form of love to me, so I continue." That's the whole first verse, and it's gorgeous. It's definitely a song that could very well be about a relationship that has ended, with one person unable to move on, waiting for the other to return. But I can also see Colin's interpretation, that Jin used to be surrounded by Army's love, and both Jin and Army had to go through a long period of waiting. I really love the lyric, "Waiting, too, is a form of love to me." Again, even if you were thinking of a romantic relationship, this line brings to mind military husbands and wives who have to wait for their significant others to return after long tours of duty. So you once again wonder if this is about the most recent time that Jin was separated from Army due to military duty. Or perhaps this isn't about Army at all, but the members. Jin had played both the person absent and the person patiently waiting for the return of his members. As he was the first to go, a whole year before everyone else enlisted, and therefore the first to go back a whole year before everyone else did. In total, Jin has been the one who has lived the longest without the BTS members amongst all of us, though he also had the privilege of them visiting him on weekends, holidays, and being able to chat with them in their group chat whenever he feels like it. We did all see how emotional Jin got when he finally got to sing on stage with Hobie and Jungkook at the June 13th Hope on the Stage concert. Jin is a member who doesn't have much solo career ambition. He said before that if BTS were to ever break up, he would just retire from the industry completely. For him, his heart is devoted to BTS. So yes, "Waiting Too is a Form of Love to Me" is very much an apt lyric for him. It's also, I think, meaningful that Background is a song that came out not on the Happy EP, which had "I Will Come to You" as a song from Soldier Jin to Army, but rather after nearly a whole year in which Jin had Army, or at least access to Army, but he did not have the members. The chorus comes in with, "This dark, starless night, after the lights go out, I remain on stage, staying like an afterimage. I'm still wandering, lost. Maybe in another place, another time, if I could go back, would I be by your side then? I wait for you. I'll be here in the background." Obviously, with the stage imagery, the song immediately becomes about Jin, not just a generic relationship song. Jin is someone who frequently stands on a stage. In the chorus, he's on the stage after the show has ended, stuck, as he said in the first verse, in the afterimage of the time in which he was somebody's world. If it is about Jin, though, there's nothing he could really change by going back. The break from the stage, the forced separation from the love he felt on the stage, was completely out of his hands. Perhaps if someone else had won the Korean election, BTS may have gotten an exception, but they may have elected to serve anyway, so as to not incur any public opinion wrath about fairness and equality. Either legally, politically, or culturally, they were basically forced to serve one way or the other. But I do wonder if Jin, while in the military, thought of some alternative timeline where he could have stayed with the members, been by their side, or been by Army's side. Or it could just be that it's the stage he misses. After waiting a whole year since discharge before touring, it could be that he's wondering if he went back, would he tour sooner? Jin, as someone who is quietly loving from the background, is very fitting for Jin's personality, since when not putting on the comedic persona of Worldwide Handsome for a variety concert, he is someone who very much quietly loves and supports BTS from behind, or rather, the wings, rather than center stage. He's a very consistent, steadfast presence for the group, and they've praised him multiple times for how much they can always rely and depend on him. Verse 2 makes me relate this more to the members rather than ARMY, as Jin sings, "We painted in different colors, our dreams that mixed into each other, slowly being forgotten. It drives me insane sometimes, but I still choose you. To you, everything. My traces that have become the past, it fades away. Waiting too is a form of love. It's worth it." Again, this could be about a romantic relationship, and we could be talking about just two people painting with different colors. But I think we can also relate this to a group that paints with different colors, but whose dreams become one when those colors are blended. That sounds like BTS itself to me. This one thing Chapter 2 has confirmed is just how separate and distinct each member's style and voice is, and yet when the group comes together, they can create a beautiful, singular vision. The lines about things slowly being forgotten remind me of Jin mentioning his lack of memory. Jin's mentioned several times that part of his ability to live in the present and therefore be happier is due to the fact that he has an absolutely terrible memory, so he can't actually remember the past well at all. When he does remember it, he claims to remember the happier moments more so. However, there's a flip side to having a bad memory, and that's the fact that it is hard to remember why you chose certain things, or to revisit those happy memories in detail, or perhaps when you're missing your friend's laughter, to recall it exactly. There's also the fear that your own poor memory is everyone else's poor memory. If you're absent for a time, will they remember you? Will that dream you painted together be forgotten? Will you be waiting for someone who has forgotten their love for you or your love for them? The last repetition of the chorus changes it slightly. Instead of just being an empty stage in the dark, Jin is on an empty stage on "The Night Our Stories Fall Silent." And instead of "Still Wandering Lost," Jin sings, "I'm wandering in search of you again." Jin is stuck waiting, wandering, and looking for the people that had previously surrounded him in love. And while he waits, he's just in the background. And honestly, the background could very well be that variety show that you put on to keep yourself entertained while you eat dinner or tidy your home. It could be Jin, the hardworking man who is just trying to show his face as much as possible, so as to not be forgotten while he waits, along with the rest of us, for BTS to take the stage again. And now it's time to spin the random song generator to see what we're talking about next week. So I will pull that up. And the winner is Filter by Jimin from Map of the Soul 7. So this will be our second Map of the Soul song. I can't tie it in with anything that's happening in the beginning of July, but that's okay. Maybe Jimin will become more active as I talk about him. It will be like a spell. Okay, as usual, or not as usual, a reminder, as we get into summer, I will have a more erratic schedule at some point, possibly not for another week or two, but eventually I will not be posting this podcast every week. I might not actually say on the podcast. So if you aren't following me on Blue Sky, I do suggest you follow me on Blue Sky so that you know when you can expect an episode. I'll be updating there as I figure out my schedule week to week and whether I have time to record. So thanks for listening. And that brings us to the end of this week's episode. If you'd like to discuss this episode or next week's song or have a say in what song gets chosen in the future, you can find me on Patreon and Ko-fi at A Brand New Day Pod. You can also find me on Blue Sky at A Brand New Day Pod, or you can email me at abrandnewdaypod@gmail.com. Thank you. Have a good day.